Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome to Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything in the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us, sharing with your friends and family and associates. We've expanded the show all across the United States as well as overseas, and our audience just keeps expanding. Last month was Adventure Month. And you know what? We had Tom Hamill. He is the director of RV at Kuhn Auto. He gave us some great information when it comes to everything about RVing, how to create ventures with a family, how it costs less to travel in an RV and you could spend more time completely unplugged. And he went through the ins and outs of leasing versus buying and much, much more. So if you want to go check out that episode, go to savingwithsteve.us and look for episode number 93. That's right. We're up to 93 episodes. This is our 94th. Hey, I'm going to be talking with Jackie Go and Ivan Kofkov. He's the CEO and COO of Reward Bunny. You know, they have a cashback platform that makes it easier for people to earn, invest in, and spend cryptocurrency. When users simply make everyday purchases, they have the opportunity to receive the rewards in either cryptocurrency or US dollars. They're going to be talking to us about all things cryptocurrency. A lot's been going on in the last couple of months with crypto, reduced values. We saw the Ethereum merger. They're going to be talking about it all. Right now, I'm going to be bumping into, will you run out of money in retirement? It's a big question. It can be, you know, it's easy to worry about having enough income to support your retirement lifestyle. You know, these anxieties naturally increase during an economic downturn, periods of inflation. You know, retirees living on fixed income might feel their budgets tightening and find it harder to pay regular bills. You know, and if you're concerned about outliving your saving, take steps to evaluate your current financial situation, reviewing your habits, priorities, and get some help to make sure you're on track. You know what? Many people are concerned about running out of money. Consider these factors. How much did you plays a role. You know what? You might anticipate spending less in retirement than you did during your work years, and your lifestyle may play a role in that. Most people think they will spend about 15 to 20% less, but in reality, end up spending about the same or more. Take some time to look at what you're paying for each month. The expense might include mortgage payments, rent, food, utilities, fuel, insurance, the whole shot. Make sure you know what you're spending. I find a lot of people, before they retire, they have no clue what they're spending. And that's because they got a couple paychecks and more money keeps going into the bank. They keep funding their accounts. But now you don't have that paycheck. You have to create it with the savings you have. And sometimes you're not paying attention. You just keep spending. So it's really important that you set up a dashboard of sorts where you're tracking how much you're spending, how much you're receiving to make sure you're on track so you don't go through a position where you have to, you know what, reduce down to one vehicle, decide, you know, hey, which one you got to sell. You know what? Downsizing your house, renting out rooms. You don't want to be in those positions. So track what you're spending. You know what? And how you withdraw from your retirement accounts really matter. General rule of financial planning is that you if you're in your mid-60s and you want to spend more than that 4% adjust for inflation annually, you know, it would work really well, but it's important to look at your tax allocation. And what I mean by that is how much are you taking out from your IRA? It's fully taxable. How much are you receiving from Social Security? That is only 85% tax. How much is coming from tax-free or tax advantage things? Because if you're getting $100,000 in income, but only paying tax on 50, you're in a lot better situation taking out $100,000 worth of income and paying tax on $100,000. That will make a big difference. Hey, your Social Security benefit will continue. If you're starting to receive Social Security payments, the income will continue for the rest of your life. And you know what? It's inflation adjusted. So it keeps up with purchasing power. It's going to keep coming whether the market goes up or down. If you haven't started collecting Social Security, look up how much you can expect to get from various ages, whether you're 62, full retirement age, or 70. Okay. It's important that you look at that Social Security within the context of your retirement so you can maximize the income and also your asset. You know what? Work opportunities can make a big difference. You may envision retirement as a chance to step up from work entirely. However, if you're concerned about running short on money, you could continue working past retirement age. You know what? A graduated retirement is much healthier physically, mentally, financially than a hard stop. You know what? My dad, after the wall came down, he retired at 56. Okay. Hard retire. I mean, it took him a year or two to figure out how to retire because he, you know, ended up fixing my sister's house. She ended up, you know, taking trips, learning a bunch of languages, and he was going nuts figuring out what to do. Hey, work yourself into retirement. There's nothing wrong with, you know, working as a consultant for a portion of the time, or, you know, being a tutor for English, math, or something like that, whether you're working with people overseas or here, or doing other things. But you know what? One of the biggest things here is this: it provides you extra income that, you know what, you can spend now as opposed to draining from your retirement account. Having cash reserves may help. You know what? The reality is life's going to be full of them. You could have health issues. Family members could have health issues or financial issues, and you need to help out or want to help out. You could have a damaged roof. You could have the market go down. You know what? If you have 3 to 6, maybe even 6 to 12 months worth of expenses sitting in a savings account, might not earn a lot of interest, but it's there for you in case you need it. So think about this. Market just dropped 30%. Here we are. Your account went from $1 million to $700,000, and you have to take out 5% or $50,000 a year. So instead of taking out 5%, you're taking out 8 or 9%. And that's going to drain your account further and further. In fact, if you take a look at the sequence of returns related to a consistent withdrawal, you know what? If you have $1 million and taking out 50, it might only last about 20 years. And if you live 30 years, that creates a problem for you. So you really want to take a look at making sure you have those cash reserves for one of two reasons. One, you could dip into those cash reserves for 6, 9, 10 months before you have to pull it out of your retirement accounts, which allows them to recover. It's better than taking a big loss and keep drying down on that loss while you're waiting for it to recover. Secondly, if you have the cash reserves, if you have that emergency, need that liquidity, it's there for you. Especially if you're a couple years away from retiring. You know, we had one client, he got laid off 11 months before he was going to retire. 11 months before he was getting the next level on his pension. All those things changed. And you know what? Because of his emergency fund, he utilized that for the next 11 months before he started taking things so his account could consistently build with the assets in there. And then, you know what? You also want to take it reducing the risk that you have within your accounts. The last thing you want to do is put your income at risk because your whole account value is at risk. I know they say, hey, it's going to come back. The question is when and what shape will your money be in? These are things you want to stick with and think about if you think you're going to be running out of money in retirement. Hey, I want to thank you for joining us here on Saving with Steve, where we give you my best advice to help you retire smarter. So stick with us. We're going to be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money,
tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happy, healthy relationship with money. I want to thank some of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, AMFM 247. We appreciate you sharing us with your friends and family and associates. And now we've got the big talk. We're going to be talking with Jackie Goh and Ivy Yubkoff, a reward bunny. We're going to be talking about all things crypto. We've seen what's going on in the industry here in the last, 3 to 6 months. We're here to talk about those things, what Reward Bunny does. So I want to welcome both you guys here. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thank you, Steve, for having us.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Everybody here is looking forward to it. So let's start by, why don't I just say this? Jackie's the CEO. Ivan's the CEO of Reward Bunny. They're a cashback rewards platform that's making it easy for people to earn, invest, and spend in cryptocurrency. Basically, if you're a user, you simply use everyday purchases that have opportunities to receive your rewards in cryptocurrency or US dollars. It's a great platform, but obviously a lot of cryptocurrency. So you guys have a good background in that. I know, Jackie, you have a big gaming background. Ivy, you have a big fintech background. So, it works into a great combination together. So let's just start chatting about the current state of cryptocurrency. Obviously, we've seen some prices, values goes down. So I'd like to get your feedback on that.
This year has been possibly been a crazy ride because, it's so volatile. The prices keep, swinging up and down everywhere. Yeah. So, and we have even seen that there's more regulations coming in, there's more sanctions, and things are more or less going in a positive way in that sense that because there is more adoption going right now because the governments are actually looking at us as a actual industry. So I would say there will be more adoption, more guidelines, more real stuff going on in the coming months and years.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is most countries are looking at cryptocurrency and looking to regulate it one way, shape, or form because of what's occurred.
Yes, definitely.
Now, whether we go back 100 years in the financial markets, you see how financial markets get built up and you see values go really, really high. And then something occurs and then things start compressing. And then you start seeing some of the bad players get taken out of the market, either by their bad management or because of things and games that they were playing. And I'd love for you to comment on that when you're seeing billionaires get pulled into some of these things. Obviously, somebody's looking for money there, but I'd love to get your feedback on that.
Yeah, that's just basically how we people behave. There's always going to be bad players. It's not particularly just because it's cryptocurrency. It's everywhere. That's why we have walls, we have rules, and we try to make, the world a better place. But in the cryptocurrency, there are like a lot more bad guys, if I can say that, just because it's still, it's a double-sided coin, the regulation, just because people don't want it to be regulated, but that means a lot of bad people can actually get away with with stealing money or doing bad stuff. So I'm also like 50-50 on that, just because if crypto gets regulated, it basically loses like half of its value because the decentralization is basically like the core of cryptocurrencies and blockchains. And if it does though, a lot of, scams, a lot of bad guys, a lot of like, viruses and phishing emails and everything like that will be at war. So yeah, like I said, I'm 50-50 on that.
Okay.
I would say crypto blockchain is in the sense that it allows like a public ledger of like what transaction is going through and everything else. In the sense that with the recent sanctions on the Tornado Cash thing, there is actually a way to sort of like track all the transactions on who is the bad players and who is the sort of like the good ones. So that is actually a way to sieve out the bad players among the whole crypto industry.
And by the way, I hope everybody knows we have Ivy's. He's coming in from Bulgaria, and we have Jackie in here from Singapore. So we're like, you know, this is wonderful. So if you're out, if you're a part of that country, hey, you know what? They're in your country, part of that part of the world. You're in your country. So when we start looking at the Ethereum merger, okay. What did that, you know, let's talk us through that. How was it good? How was it bad for the merger? Let's kind of unpack that.
Yeah, I would say actually Ethereum merge is actually one of the most important events in the blockchain history. And in fact, it's happening in the mid of this month. So I would say this will be a very, very exciting month for everyone to see, because this Ethereum merge actually will help to make Ethereum more scalable and usable. So in fact, Ethereum is actually one of the very first blockchain network to use smart contract, and it changed the whole world. So you know, whatever we see right now is basically running on smart contracts, and there's so much more things to come. So in fact, we could even possibly say that Ethereum is the one, or Ethereum, the smart contract is the one that actually brought billions into the whole crypto space. So I would say we really hope to see more advancements and more mass adoption to occur.
So you talked about that. What is it? It's running off what type of
smart contracts?
Smart contracts.
So help our listeners understand what a smart contract is.
Yeah. So smart contracts allows you to interact with a particular contract. So basically, when you deal with let's say trading or anything, there is no third party involved. Basically, you are just dealing directly with the contract itself. Everything is being already being coded it out. And yeah, you're just doing things seamlessly. It's like you going to a money exchange. You don't have to deal with anyone, and it's automatically being done for you with the pricing, with the exchange rate, with the liquidity. Everything is all sought out for.
Okay, so I appreciate you explaining that, because some of our guests wouldn't understand what a smart contract is. So for our listeners, what I'd like to do is just take a quick little break, and then let's talk about the, you know, how you guys see cryptocurrency, NFTs, the metaverse and all that stuff moving forward. And I'd also like to talk a little bit more about Rewards Bunny. Okay, so everybody stick with us. We'll be right back with more Jackie and Ivy here on Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, thanks for joining the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happy, healthy relationship with money. Now, one of the things I just wanted to point out I want to thank our affiliates like BBS Radio, UK Health Radio, AMFM 247, and all the systems and streaming channels like Google Play, Spotify that are sharing Saving with Steve with the world. I appreciate you sharing it with your friends and family. Hey, if you want to check out some of the episodes, we're up to 94 episodes right now. You can always go to savingwithsteve.us and take a look at all the behind the scenes stuff, guest gifts, and more. So with that, thank you so much. We're back here with Jackie and Ivan at Rewards Money. So I keep calling you Ivan. It should be Ivy. Apologize for that. And it will get in.
Don't worry about it. Both of them works. Don't worry about it.
So let's just start talking about, you know what? There's been, you know, when you get in the news, there's pundits talking about stuff. They don't even know what they're talking about. Some say, hey, cryptocurrency is going to go away. Some say cryptocurrency is here to stay. This is just a healthy thing that's occurring. So let's just, you know, start talking about the, you know, what your vision is in the future of cryptocurrency, NFTs, the metaverse, you know, the electronic art that I think that people are selling and so on.
Yeah, I would say probably I'll just start off with the whole NFT scene is that, I would say right now, more and more people actually realize that what is the true utility for NFT. So some can say that, you know, it is more of like a digital membership pass, you know, for you to sort of like, you know, have more benefits in a particular company or particular project. Yeah. So in fact, we can even see like big brands are actually going into NFT as well. So recently we have a news whereby Tiffany & Co. actually work with CryptoPunks and release special edition of NFT, which they sold 250 NFT of them, of a CryptoPunk inspired necklace for 50,000 each, and it actually got sold out in 22 minutes. Yeah. Oh, wow. So how crazy is that? Yeah. So in fact, we can actually even see like more big brands coming in, and there'll be more adoption in the NFT space.
Okay. And now, how many cryptocurrencies do we currently have?
Yeah, I would say there is like tons of new cryptocurrencies coming out every single day. Mm-hmm. In fact, probably there will be more than 10,000.
Oh, wow.
Cryptocurrency that's available right now in the market. Yeah.
Okay. So one of the questions I have is, for example, China's created their own cryptocurrency. I mean, I don't know if the US is on the way. I don't think so. But if China has a cryptocurrency, they obviously have a lot of backing behind it and stuff like that. And I was just curious how that would affect the marketplace.
I'd say it's a double-edged sword just because China has been trying to, you know, ban cryptocurrency in their country for like forever. I mean, every single year they're trying to put up some new regulations and ban mining, for example. And on the other hand, they're trying to actually use that, but it's like, in other quotes, you know, it's changed as a digital currency. But I'd say this will still help and still make cryptocurrency just a lot more popular, just because it has the word digital in it. And nowadays, everyone, when you say digital currency, everyone thinks about cryptocurrency, and they don't even know the difference, because all the cryptocurrencies are digital currencies, but not all digital currencies are cryptocurrencies. Going back to actually how I know you started this like a while ago, but the current state of cryptocurrency, I'd say this is like the best state of it. Just because there will always be like believers and haters. And that's not just with cryptocurrency. It's like every new technology, everything new that people don't understand, they don't get into it, or they even try to hate it and discuss it without actually knowing what it does. But I'd say the believers that are into the cryptocurrency are not that a lot as an amount, but they're really strong believers, and they actually push cryptocurrencies and cryptocurrency adoption all over the world, like every single year, more and more. Mm-hmm. And just like, you know, the internet was some, you know, fake news like 20 or 30 years ago, and took now where we are. So I'd say it's just a matter of time, and it just depends on the speed of the adoption of the countries.
So really what you're saying is, anything new goes through its undulations and its low times and its high times. But right now, you know, it's getting to the point where more and more governments are getting involved. And it's, you know, what's just happened is a healthy thing for it, even though some people had a lot of pain with the loss in value, but it's something that will move forward. So what you're really saying is if somebody hangs in there, I mean, they might have had Bitcoin at $60,000 and now it's less than 20. And you know what? Hey, if it'll probably keep coming back as long as you're in it for the long haul. Is that pretty much the size of it, or?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to just give like a bit of an advice to people who want to invest in cryptocurrency but haven't yet. If you don't understand the technology, if you don't understand what it can do, what it can become even in the future, don't invest in it. I mean, it's just not just about cryptocurrency, but everything. Just don't invest in stuff that you don't know about, just because it's kind of a gambling, you know, if you don't know what you're investing in. And I'd say this is healthy just because a lot of when Bitcoin was like $60,000, when all the market was full in green and everything was blowing up, there were a lot of projects that, first of all, were trying to steal money or trying to scam people. So it was like more dangerous. And second of all, a lot of different projects that are trying with to just go with ideas were actually pulling out VC's money, for example. And as soon as the market crashed, they're like, okay, we're just giving up on this project. So I'd say this is a pretty healthy state just because people that really want to make a difference, that really want to build a solid project and believe in it, will do it.
Okay. So what I'd like to do now is just talk to you guys a little bit about reward money. So, you know what? So I know, you know what, Ivy, you're in Bulgaria. Jackie, you guys are worlds apart. So how did you guys get connected?
Oh, it was a long story. So back in last year, I actually created a crypto community to discuss more about crypto and especially in the DeFi space. So that's actually how we made some money, we lost some money, and that's how I did get to meet Evelo as well. So that's how we get started, because we understand that how painful it was for, you know, new people to actually come into crypto, how to actually even make money or invest in it. So actually that's how we actually sort of like get started with Reward Bunny as well.
Okay, so let's tell everybody about Reward Bunny.
Yeah, so Rewards Bunny is the next gen gateway to crypto rewards and payment. So we help users earn crypto rewards through online shopping, travel, and on-chain activities. So in fact, we actually work with eBay, whereby if let's say a user shop through our platform, we actually receive money back on your eBay purchases. So it really depends on what you shop at. We actually give you up to 50% cash back in your daily purchase.
Oh, wow. So where can people go connect with Reward Bunny, start, you know, getting cash back, the whole shot?
Yes. So you can just go to rewardsbunny.com to just look at all the 1,000 brands that we work with. So we do have like web apps, we have browser extensions, we also have mobile apps. Yeah. So we have every way to get you connected with us and also with our brands. Yeah. So any purchase that you make from there, you'll be actually entitled to some cash back.
That's wonderful. Hey, Ivy, yes. Jackie, thank you for being on the show today. We very much appreciate you unpacking the cryptocurrency world, talking to us about the merger, the future of cryptocurrency, as well as, hey, I wish you the world of success with Reward Bunnies.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Hey, you guys have a great day. Stay safe and stay healthy.
You too, Steve. Bye-bye.
That's the size of it here, right here on Saving with Steve. I want to thank you for joining us today. We had great guests and Jacko Go and Ivy Yakov. With Reward Bunnies, talk about the cryptocurrency market. You know what? Next week, we are going to be talking to Paul Levitan. It's going to be a wonderful conversation. You're going to want to be there. So look, Look forward to seeing you next week. Stay safe, stay healthy. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.